racking up over 148,000 votes for this week's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. The Columbia Raiders were able to get the victory and advance to 3-0 in the Patriot Athletic Conference over the Lutheran West Longhorns with a final score of 28-21. John, looking back at tonight's game, what did you see as the keys to the Columbia Raiders' victory?
Well, I'll tell you what, it really was a great game, a back-and-forth game. It came down to the last couple plays. The offense looked great. They were able to run the ball effectively like they have been able to all year. Their defense also came up huge at the end, getting key stops and getting the Raiders the win.
On their first drive of the game, the Raiders were able to capitalize early and show the Longhorns whose house they were in with an 82-yard touchdown catch by Tristan Reinfeld. To start the second quarter, the Longhorns were able to get points on the board after number 42, Ryan McNamee, recovered a fumble, setting up number 30, Adam Felton, with a 26-yard touchdown reception. Both teams were able to score again before the half, making the score 20-14. Start the second half, the Longhorns responded quickly with a 60-yard rushing touchdown by Chris Jones. But in the end, the Raiders pushed through and converted on a fourth down, setting up Cody Shields for a 19-yard touchdown run. Our first and 10 play of the game came at the very end when Owen Barta intercepted Josh Rance's pass in the end zone, stopping the Longhorns from scoring and solidifying the Raiders' win.
I've got to give their football team and their coaching staff a ton of credit. They battled their tails off tonight. They're a tough, physical football team, but so are we. And we fought through a lot of adversity tonight, and we'll press on towards our goals. Yeah, there's no one more deserving of your award, that's for sure, unless you were going to give it to all of our offensive linemen, because those are the guys that really, do the dirty work that gets it done. But Tristan had an amazing game. He's had an amazing season, and he's been a fantastic player for us for 4 years now.
You know, our defense is filled with a lot of young kids, but we've come together and we've really stepped it up the last couple of games. And offensive line, they open up holes for me and Cody Shields, and we just run through them, and we do our thing. We had a lot of adversity throughout the game. We had kids get hurt, bad snaps, fumbles, stuff like that, miss extra points, stuff like that, miss 2-point conversions. So a lot of that stuff, contributed to, the score being so low. But my team came out, and, like I said, we played fantastic ball.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Crucial Catch Game, and make sure to log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community each week and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. There are only 2 weeks left in the regular season, so make sure you're out there and voting. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Menely. See you next week. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.